This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. For the first time since early April, there is a new leader atop the AL West. The streaking Seattle Mariners jumped to the top of the division after a 3-2 victory over the Royals. That win, combined with the Rangers' 7-6 13-inning defeat in Minnesota, put Seattle up a game on season-long leader Texas and Houston, which slammed Detroit 17-4. The Orioles continue to lead the AL East despite a 4-3 loss to the Rockies for Austin Hayes and his Baltimore teammates.
We won this series. We had a chance to sweep today. We would have liked to have done that, but overall it was still a good series for us, so just come into this next series and try to do the same thing again.
The Rays gained a game on the Orioles to close to within two games of Tampa Bay by beating the Yankees 7-4. Brandon Lau knocked in four runs with three hits, including a home run, in a game where both benches cleared as four Rays were hit by pitches.
It's a last place team. We don't need to worry about it. We need to focus up on, you know, what we need to do down the stretch.
Also in the American League, wins for the Guardians and White Sox. The Phillies solidified their grip on the top wildcard spot in the National League by completing a sweep of the Cardinals 3-0. Kyle Schwarber provided all the offense the Phillies needed with a leadoff homer.
We're getting kind of towards the latter part of the year, and you know, we gotta keep pushing. We gotta keep going. You know, there's nothing set in stone.
Other NL winners, the Dodgers, Giants, Brewers, Cubs, Marlins, Mets, and Diamondbacks, who beat the Reds 5-2. The FedEx Cup champion for 2023 has been crowned. AP's Graham Agars tells us about the victor.
Norwegian superstar Victor Hovland has charged to an emphatic win at the Tour Championship in Atlanta to claim the season-long race for the FedEx Cup. The talented 25-year-old held off a determined last-day run by Xander Schauffele, who closed to within three shots with four to go.
These things happen when you don't really expect them to, it's just awesome to be here.
California won the Little League World Series, edging Curacao 6-5 in the championship game at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,